The Thompson Fire broke out before noon Tuesday in and around the city of Oroville in Butte County, about 70 miles north of Sacramento. The blaze sent up a huge plume of smoke that could be seen from space overnight. Robert Carvalho is a battalion chief and spokesperson with CAL FIRE. He gave an update on the situation at 5:30 p.m.
We're at 3,568 acres at 0% containment.
There have been no official reports on property losses, although multiple pictures from the area have shown burning structures, some residential. Carvalho said firefighters have been making steady progress against the fire.
Crews did a really outstanding job over the night on trying to get a hold of the fire. Even though the night temperature was still warm in the mid-70s, almost low 80s, they did pretty good. They did pretty good from what I heard this morning. They were still doing pretty good on the northern end of the fire. They did pretty well on the southern end of the fire. It's looking pretty good, but not to the point where we're going to call anything contained yet.
Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency for Butte County at the request of county officials. Chris Dargan is a public information officer with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
Cal OES has started immediately deploying resources to the area to help with the firefighting effort. As of right now, we've deployed more than 130 firefighting and support resources from across California to help with the firefighting effort at the Thompson Fire in Butte County.
Dargan said despite improving conditions, evacuation orders will remain in effect.
There are still areas of the fire that are burning and are a threat to the public, so we will remain with some evacuation orders and warnings for the foreseeable future, and it is our goal to get those reduced as quickly as possible and as quickly as safely to get people back into their homes.
The fire's cause is still being investigated. Red flag warnings for critical fire weather conditions, including gusty northerly winds and low humidity levels, were in effect when it erupted. Much of California is currently facing record-breaking heat wave conditions, increasing the risk of fire. Dakari Anderson is a meteorologist with the Sacramento Office of the National Weather Service, which tracks weather conditions for much of Northern California, including Oroville.
We're seeing large swaths of area of what's considered major to extreme heat risk, meaning that anyone without effective cooling or hydration will be affected, and is also affecting industries like health systems, like hospitals, health-sensitive industries, like outdoor workers, or infrastructure.
Anderson said more high temperatures above 100 degrees are forecast to continue into next week.
We have excessive heat warnings out for the entirety of the Sacramento Valley and adjacent foothills, which would include that Thompson Fire area. We're expecting that to continue into early next week with temperatures well above 100 each afternoon and evening, and poor overnight recoveries in terms of RHs and even warm temperatures in the morning as well. So just pretty a prolonged heat event exacerbating a lot of the conditions.
More than a dozen other fires, most of them small, are currently active in California, according to CAL FIRE. The largest, the Basin Fire, covers nearly 22 square miles of the Sierra National Forest in eastern Fresno County, and as of last report, was 26% contained. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.